the Eternal Father has at the foot of his throne a large ball. It's like a ball of fire. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the second epistle of St. Peter the Apostle, chapter 3, verses 10 through 13, quote, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief. At that time the heavens will pass away with great violence, and the elements will be dissolved with the heat, and the earth and the works that are in it will be burnt up. Seeing therefore that all these things are to be dissolved, what manner of men ought you to be in holy and pious behavior? You who await and hasten towards the coming of the day of God, by which the heavens, being on fire, will be dissolved, and the elements will melt away by the reason of the heat of the fire. But we look for new heavens and a new earth, according to his promises, wherein dwells justice." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought great urgent warnings of prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on October 2nd, 1989. We start at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of Jesus.
My child and my children, we have looked upon the world now and find that we are fast approaching the latter days. This will be a time of toil for all. Those who will work with me shall be called now disciples of the latter days. Already, my children, you have gathered for some time. You all know who I am speaking to at this time. I say again, all those who have been picked from among our vineyard of souls upon earth to come forward as disciples in the latter days, to defend the faith, to remain faithful and true under siege, shall gain heaven and immortal life. You will find life everlasting with the Father. However, I acknowledge the fact that my child, I have taken you from your home in a weak state, but you know how urgent it was from our discourse with you all day today, my child, that you get here this evening. For the evil is accelerating in the world. We cannot hold back the chastisement much longer. The Father has at the foot of his throne the ball of redemption. Look up and describe what you see, my child. I see a very wonderful man. He is so grandfatherly, with a long white beard, and he's sitting with the most beautiful cape on him, He looks like a regal king. He's smiling. There is no way to explain him, and he is so translucent and shining. I know it is the Eternal Father, but he has at the foot of his throne a large ball. It's like a ball of fire. I know quite a number of years ago I saw this ball in a photograph taken by the people from Canada. I did not know what it meant then, but now I understand the photograph.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. On October 7th, 1997, the Feast of the Most Holy Rosary, NASA announced that astronomers using the Hubble Space Telescope have identified what may be the most luminous star known. It is a celestial mammoth that releases up to 10 million times the power of the sun and is big enough to fill the diameter of the Earth's orbit. This star could be up to 186 million miles across. It is 25,000 light years away from the Earth. It unleashes as much energy in 6 seconds as our sun does in 1 year. Could this star be the ball of redemption, which will destroy 3/4 of the Earth's population? On June 18, 1994, Veronica saw this vision. She said, "Right now, I see a large star up above the tall tree at the right of the banner. Now, the star is growing very large, an exaggerated form of a star. But oh, I can see why, because the star is now covering the whole area beyond the whole area of the trees, beyond the trees and down toward us. It seems to be increasing in velocity, or whatever you want to call it, this expansion of a star." On August 21st, 1976, Our Lady said, quote, "My children, I travel throughout the world as your mother. I come to you as mediatrix between God and man. I plead with you as your mother to listen to my words of direction and caution. The time is growing short. There hovers far out in your universe a ball of redemption. This ball shall be guided by the Eternal Father to bring mankind to its knees, my children." Then Veronica said, "Oh my, Our Lady is pointing up to the sky, and I can see a tremendously large ball of fire. It's beyond description. It's the most frightening thing I have ever seen. It's going through the air at a very fast speed, and I can see over on the right side of the sky an outline of the Earth. And the ball is heading for the Earth, and it's striking. The tail is setting fire to the side. I can see here of the Earth. Oh, the tail has intersected the Earth, and the ball is now circling the Earth. Oh, now it's grown very dark. I can feel the great heat. Oh." On December 27, 1975, Jesus said, quote, "In the past, many warnings have been given to you, but have not been recognized as coming from the Eternal Father. Those that will come now will be recognized, for they will be cataclysms such as has never been seen upon your earth, freezing in areas of your land that have never experienced the freeze, bursts of heat in areas that have never known such great heat. Death shall come upon many. The approach of the ball of redemption shall bring upon mankind climatic changes." Unquote. That's a very interesting sentence, the last one. The approach of the ball of redemption shall bring upon mankind climatic changes. Maybe this is the answer for the strange weather we're having. How can we protect our homes and our loved ones and families from this ball of redemption? On June 30th, 1984, Jesus said, quote, "Pray and wear your sacramentals, and also, my children, I ask you again to place your crucifix upon your door. Both front and back doors must have a crucifix. I say this to you because there will be carnage within your areas, and this will pass you by if you keep your crucifix upon your doors." Unquote. We have what we call a home protection packet, which contains four crucifixes, a small tube of superadhesive glue, instructions, and testimonies. This home protection packet is available for a donation of $5 plus $3 shipping and handling. Order it today. Write "These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. We also have available a most extraordinary 60-minute video titled "The Doomsday Asteroid." It was made for public television and ties in completely with the Bayside prophecies. It makes very real the ball of redemption. There are interviews of some of the top astronomers in the world. It explains the possibility and the consequences of a killer comet, star, or asteroid hitting planet Earth. There is strong evidence that a comet caused the extinction of the dinosaurs. A very similar thing could happen easily now, where three-quarters of the Earth's population would perish, as foretold in the Bible. This video has the most spectacular footage of the Shoemaker-Levy comet hitting Jupiter. If a piece of that comet had hit planet Earth, humanity would have been wiped out. You must see this most extraordinary video, "The Doomsday Asteroid." It costs $20 plus $4.50 shipping and handling, and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Once you see this 60-minute video, you will never look at the sky in the same way. The Doomsday Asteroid video costs $20 plus $4.50 shipping and handling, and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The weekly holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament continued to grow. In the past week, we added another 104 hours for a total of 25,480 holy hours pledged before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. This is wonderful. If you will pledge to do one or more holy hours each week before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament for a year, just write us here at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and we'll include your holy hours in the total next week. I ask that you will pray that Our Lady of the Roses will be the greatest apparition that has ever occurred in the history of the world. Also, at your holy hours, I ask that you pray that we will have many generous donors who will support Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this program, These Last Days. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses from 1970 to 1994, an audio track of these radio programs, and much, much more. Visit us at www.tldm.org. Tell your family and friends about it. We have received from an estate a lot in Riverside, California. The address is 6328 43rd Street. There's a small house on it. It has been appraised at $20,000. If you might be interested in this property, give me a call at 1-800-333-3333. 1-800-333-2046. That's 1-800-333-2046. And now we again return to the Bayside Prophecies given on October 2, 1989. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now Jesus is motioning to his mother at his side. Our Lady is standing at the right side of Jesus. I see that she is brushing the tears from her eyes. Now Jesus is backing up. He's backing up and going higher into the sky. And Our Lady hasn't moved. She is looking all about her. She looks so very sad. And now she's placing her fingers to her lips like this. My child, I implore you to love your brothers, even those that will persecute you. Love them as my son loved those who even crucified them. That is the only way you can reach eternity in heaven. My child and my children, I too have watched the Eternal Father made it known that I must see what is going on in the world today. And I, as your mother, have given my decision to the Eternal Father to go forward throughout the world, appearing in numerous places now to awaken the world to the reality of everlasting life. How many have sold their souls to Satan to get to the head for a temporary time upon earth? My children, do you not realize that you are only a short distance from paradise? Your years upon earth are so few. Isn't it futile, my children, to soil your souls and avoid following the road to heaven? All those who think that life is forever upon earth are making a serious error, and they are defeating the reasons they were placed upon earth. There is no way other than straight through to heaven, hell, or purgatory. There isn't a soul upon earth that can say, I will be here forever. For the only place that exists, my children, forever is heaven, hell, or purgatory. When my son returns to earth, when the persecution to the enlightened grows stronger, when all the world is fighting that my son shall deem it necessary to return. My child and my children, I ask you in the name of the Father and my Son and the Holy Ghost to listen to me now. The course you are on is a course to destruction. Satan has entered into my son's church. You remember, my children, Pope Paul VI, our good vicar, said to the world, I know that the smoke of Satan has entered into the church. But who listens to him? And who did listen to him? But they laid him low and put another in his place. I know, my child, the derision and the scoffing that comes your way because of this message. But you will go forward, my child, and not listening to the scoffers, you will succeed one day in bringing forward to us many wandering sheep. There are many souls upon earth that shall not be held accountable for their sins, for they have been led and misled by their elders.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on October 2, 1989. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Bayside, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony here is from Florida. Dear Gary, about 5 years ago, I sent a letter to be placed at the shrine of Our Lady of the Roses. My husband had an ulcer that wouldn't heal. He also had not been to church in years. His ulcer was healed. And then he had to go to the hospital with a congestive heart failure. His heart stopped twice. He received and came home and consented to have a priest visit our home monthly as he was confined to a wheelchair. The priest visited the first Friday of each month. He received communion each month. October 1987, he went back to the hospital for a bypass for a blocked artery in the leg. He was wearing a brown scapula, the rose petal blessed by Jesus and Mary. The operation was a success. On the day of the surgery, our parish priest gave my husband the last rites. He left the hospital November 8th, and the following Sunday a.m. around 4 a.m., I awoke to check my husband of 43 years, and he was dead. I had prayed for him for years that he would return to the faith. My prayers were answered. This was 6 months ago, and it's very lonesome without him. I and my son, we know God took him at the right time. Thanks for everything. Now I have another testimony from Colorado. We have dear friends in Christ. We have considered this a miracle, so I am writing. We have written to Cardinal Ratzinger, as was asked, and told him of the benefits we have received from Bayside. For over 10 years, I have been praying and fasting and crying for our household of 15 children and 16 grandchildren. To date, we are over 40 people. The church changes, the world changes. We have been turning our family and myself away from the Catholic Church. We have been hurting spiritually and going hungry for spiritual food. One evening, I turned on the radio to listen to some peaceful music before I went to bed. I turned into your radio station in New York. I strained my ears as the station came and went. I could not believe my ears because I did not know Blessed Mother Mary was speaking to anyone through or any person in America. From 1970 on, and now we only know about it. It was an answer to prayer. I sent info messages, rose petals, medals, and a video. They came on February 21st and 26th. Messages came first, prepared us for the video of the miraculous story of Bayside. All of our people here, 7 children still at home, have been awakened up and strengthened by in God's home. We have all been converted in our hearts, and these things have happened here since February 26, 1987, when we all sat down and watched the video story of Bayside. My husband has been away from the church and communion for 9 years. He's now back in church and confession. Confession was first. I have been away from confession for 13 years because I did not know you had to confess to a priest before Holy Communion. I now know also kneeling and receiving only from a priest's two fingers. We here have all returned to the Catholic Church. We are all baptized Catholics. We will live and die baptized Catholics. I call all 8 children married and away from home. Tell them of the messages and the video also, how I was wrong because the graces are in the Church and from God, and we have to go to receive them. All promise to return to church and confession first, Ash Wednesday. Seen us all there, and we continue to go. Pardon me. This Lent season, we will all return to turn away from sin and return to the gospel. Blessed Mother Mary has visited our home, and she's still here. I am a mother, and I prayed for help for so many years. She came and helped me. Mary, help of mothers, keeps helping me. Praise be to God for his only Son, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, our Blessed Mother in heaven. I will do all I can with the help of my family to spread the messages of Bayside. God will direct me. May God bless you all. That is signed, and that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us continue Our Ladies of the Rosary's messages on this station. If you have received a blessing from this program, please pray and ask Our Lady to inspire you as to the amount of the gift. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Rose's medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.